Wick as well. A well-known economist was at an event organized by Hub International in Mayville, North Dakota this morning. Don Wick has more on how farmers can position themselves for success.
Virginia Tech Professor Emeritus Dr. David Cole calls this current economic cycle the grinder. It grinds on you financially and emotionally. Land values have been fairly resilient, but Cole is watching this loan renewal season.
Some of the folks that have had operating losses have, you know, over the past 6 years have been able to do a refi. In other words, take that operating losses and, you know, extend it out 10 to 20 years. If that should become more conservative, some of that land may have to come up on the marketplace. And land's all about supply and demand in a local area. And so I'm watching very closely over the next 4 months, this renewal season, and to see if we have a more conservative approach. I do know the federal regulators and the state regulators are watching farm profitability and cash flow and land values very, very closely, because that could be kind of the foreteller of whether we're going to have some issues.
Going into the time of loan refi, Cole says farmers should be prepared.
Between January 1st and January 15th, you better get your balance sheets updated. And one of the things is you're going to have serial numbers. And if you've got livestock, you're going to have livestock identification. You know why? Because we're seeing more fraudulent activities. Second thing is, the month of December, get a projected cash flow for next year. And for some of you who say, well, we can't predict what's going to happen, that's where you do scenario analysis. And one of those scenarios is you'll have to adjust price, cost, and interest rates.
Cole spoke at the Hub International meeting this morning in Mayville. Reporting for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Don Wick.
Lawmakers.